Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight I'd like to introduce you to Roger Patterson, a Christian singer from Saltcoats. And it's nice to have you, Roger, in the studio.
Thank you.
Recently I got a hold of Roger's own wee CD and I thought it was really good. So I thought we'll get you in live and we'll speak to you face to face.
Cool.
So how are you tonight?
Yeah, not bad. Doing okay.
So could you just say a little bit by way of introducing yourself? Where do you live and what do you do?
Well, I actually live in Saltcoats, number 39 Yard Street, which is the Comeback to God campaign in Adelaide College. I work there as well.
You're a member of staff rather than a student?
Yeah, I haven't actually done the course. I work as a member of staff, yeah.
What's your sort of job description or title?
Well, the title you'd say is music director. It sounds a little bigger than it is. You know, it's not, I don't have loads of authority or anything like that, but generally I am in charge of all the music, of what goes on musically.
Right. And, of course, I had you up at the church last year at Easter.
Yeah.
Well, this year at Easter.
As well,
previous
yeah.
times. And I liked what I heard then, so...
Thank you.
That's why we invited you in. So just to give the listeners a wee clue about yourself, how old are you?
I'm 24 years old now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Married?
No.
No. And you've been singing for quite a while?
Well, no, actually, I haven't. I wasn't one of these people that you hear about being singing before you were walking or singing from a very young age. I actually sang properly for the first time when I was about 16. I did a little bit of singing in school, actually, but it was really when I did it more seriously, I started at 16.
So you're never in school choirs or sort of thing?
I think I was in the school choir. I never sang any solos as much as I can remember until I think my last year or my last 2 years possibly. But yeah, so only really started seriously singing when I was a little bit older, actually.
Just out of interest, what started you singing then, would you say?
Well, my dad was a singer, the founder of the Comeback to God campaign, but he had a good singing ministry as well. My brother and sister did some singing, and I think my dad encouraged me to do some more kind of... Or standing in front of people, because I'm quite an introverted person, you know, I'm not gregarious at all, and I think to try and bring me out of myself encouraged me to do these kind of things. So on a conference that we hold conferences every summer at the college, I was singing at a cabaret during one of the banquets, and that was the first time. When I was 16, I got up and I sang a song, so it kind of started from then.
Yeah. So let's hear a little sample of Roger singing then. And your first song is entitled Eternity. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's actually a song written by my sister, and she wrote it for my cousin. I won't say my cousin's name, but at the time my cousin was going through quite a difficult time, and Emily wrote this for her to encourage her and actually to try and bring her to the Lord. My cousin's family, immediate family, more or less, all atheists, they won't listen to anything to do with the Lord. So Emily subtly kind of gave her this CD, and it never mentions God or Jesus or Holy Spirit, any of these usual Christian language, but it does describe somebody that's searching, questioning, you know, for something that I don't think this world can give. And so Emily writing this for her was hoping to encourage her to find the Lord, I think.
So let's hear Eternity then.
I see you walking past my window. I start to wonder, have you ever been here? And if I ever asked, would you? Eyes tired, kind of sunken under, and your frown looks older. You've been out in thunder, but if the lightning strikes, what will you do? After all desire, walked into whatever set my heart on fire, but all I ever found was vanity. Life is fine when your sun shines and all your living is time, but when it ends, where will you be? When all your good old days are history, eternity. You'll take my sin and I'll rise again. Truly living, then I'll be free. He brought my eternity. Darkness split the heavens asunder. Hell came out on top from under. Death was broken, the word was spoken, and I was free. Life is fine when your sun shines and
well, moving from eternity back in time a bit, tell us a bit, Roger, about your background. Where were you born?
I was born in Ayrshire Central, in Irvine, and I grew up in Saltcoats.
What school did you go to?
Kyle's Hill Primary School.
All right.
And then I went to Auchenhavy Academy after that. And then I studied 4 years at the University of Glasgow and did a Bachelor of Music with honours.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about your studies in music? Did you specialise in playing an instrument or something?
I actually found it pretty difficult to balance the academic and the practical, because as much as it was a performance course, it's not a conservatoire where it's performance based. So because it's a university, the academic work really is more important, and it's just the performance is just a module, the same as all the other modules. It has no more importance than any of the others. So
you're doing mostly the theory of music.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was really mostly academic that I was doing. I did my best to keep up my practical, but I didn't really manage very well. Yeah. And in the end, I didn't take it on for my fourth year. I did a dissertation.
Mm-hmm. But okay, I was just wondering if you can play an instrument.
Oh, then. Yeah, I can. Yeah. I play the piano.
Yeah.
However, my first instrument when I was playing was the trumpet, and I still play it from time to time, but I don't need to use it so much now as I do the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously singing, but I didn't study that as such.
On the tracks that we're hearing tonight, are you playing the piano for yourself?
No, J.D. Lawrence is the keyboardist or the pianist, and I do on some songs play a little bit and do a little bit of the strings and things, but mostly it's a guy called J.D.
So you graduated honours in music, and then what did you do after that?
After that I took a year out. I'd
found just out of interest, what's a year out? Where did you go?
Well, I actually didn't go anywhere. I actually just took a year out from studying, and I just wanted to get a part-time job somewhere or something, which actually was much more difficult to do than I had expected. I did manage for a short period to get a job in Glasgow in a McCormack's music shop, but I lost that job due to illness, unfortunately. I got the flu last Christmas when it was quite bad. I think quite a few people had it, and I was down with it for 3 weeks. So, yeah, not very good.
Yeah. So, tell us a wee bit about your Christian story. You were born into a Christian home.
Yeah.
You were steeped in Bible and stuff from an early age.
Well, kind of. My dad was never, as much as he was a minister, all for the Lord and very much a missionary, he never really was one of those dads that drilled the Bible into me anyway, or into us. I mean, we went to church, there was a Sunday school, but we weren't forced to do or to believe in anything ourselves. But I suppose growing up in that environment, you just believe things easier, possibly, because your mum and dad are both Christians. But I didn't come to faith properly myself till I was 17 years old. I think it was just after I'd left school. I could have actually been 18 then. And during the conferences that we'd been having, the word was directed to me as the Lord saying, Roger, you know, I know what you've been through. I didn't have a very good time in school. Actually, I had quite a difficult time going through school. And he was saying, Roger, I can be there for you. You need me. And it was such, I can't explain the feeling, but I knew that I needed to ask Christ into my life. I knew I needed him, and I did. And so it was 18 when I came to know the Lord as my Saviour, I suppose. Yeah.
So you've picked this second song. Can you explain why you've picked this one?
This was a song, actually, that one of my friends, David, he played it to me. Helen Shapira, who I'm not aware of, I don't know much of her stuff, sang it, and it was written by Chris Bowater. And I think, again, it kind of carries on from Eternity. Eternity's about somebody who doesn't know the Lord but's questioning, but The Pearl's about somebody who has actually found God, has found Jesus, the pearl of great price, I suppose.
We should explain, for anyone who doesn't know the parable.
Yeah.
Can you briefly explain the parable?
It's in the book of Matthew. I think it's Matthew 27, somewhere in there. It talks about the Lord, about Jesus teaching, or the parable of a pearl of great price, a man that gave up everything for this one pearl that he'd found. So,
and you say Jesus is the pearl of great price. So let's hear Roger singing about that.
of the richest man I know. I'm richer now than gold could ever make me. For in him I found the fortune, the pearl of great price, in a place where only Jesus' love could take me. All this world offers are just diamonds made of dust. They glitter for a while and then they're gone. But the Father says his kingdom is like a precious pearl, priceless, yet in Jesus it is free to anyone.
So I'm interviewing Roger Patterson as a Christian singer, and you've been leading us, Roger, through your life up to the point when you were 17 and you made profession of faith and you found Jesus the pearl of great price.
Yeah.
So presumably in the last few years your faith has been growing.
Yeah.
And it's been growing as you've been working as a minister of music.
I see.
Can you say a little bit more about your Christianity and your faith?
Well, since, I suppose, the first step, as you said, when I came to know the Lord, and then it has grown since then. My relationship with God, you know, every day, I suppose, I do pray and things like that. But also, I see Jesus very much as my friend. I talk to him as I talk to anybody else.
On a very personal level.
It is a very personal level, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I suffer terribly with nerves, and whenever I'm performing in the different places that I've been performing, I can never rely on myself because I'll fall to pieces, I'll dry up, you know. I'm not sure exactly why, I suppose, I suffer so badly. I've read a number of books on techniques to use on how to get over it. But I suppose the Lord, when I'm in that place and I'm singing, and generally it is for him, I'm praying at the same time and obviously wanting to minister to these people, but at the same time, Christ ministers to me and shows me something new each time I'm performing about what he can do through me in my life.
You would be amazed at how many performers are nervous people.
Mm.
I don't know if you're maybe a bit young to remember Stanley Baxter.
No, sorry.
The comedian. And he was so well known, you know, big public figure.
Yeah.
It took him 21 years to be interviewed as himself and not hiding behind the roles that he played.
Yeah.
I remember Dick Emery, he was a comedian. He used to go into the toilet and be sick before every performance.
Oh, yeah, I can relate to that one.
I mean, I know myself, I quite like the radio because nobody's looking at you when you're performing. Every other time there are eyes watching you perform.
Yeah. I mean,
but you get acclimatized, do you not?
Yeah. No, not at all. My faith, you know, you were asking about how it's grown and things. It's taken a lot of knocks, as everybody in their life has troubles. No matter what your life is, everybody suffers in some way with something. Maybe it's just a daily thing, you know, one of those little daily problems, or maybe it's something a little bit deeper than that. But I suppose through the death of my dad, that was probably the most horrible thing I've ever been through yet. And my faith took quite a stumble there. But actually, more recently, just when I was saying to you about losing a job that I had in Glasgow before Christmas, I was asked to sing in Bristol at a church. And I lost my voice. And the day before I was meant to sing, I went down and rehearsed. And I was thanking God because actually I managed to sing. And I thought, well, this is amazing. I feel terrible, but actually I can sing. But the next day, I actually lost my voice completely. I couldn't reach any of my the higher notes, and the notes I could sing were barely coming out. And when you said about the guy being sick in the toilet there, I was in the toilet about 5 minutes before I was meant to go on, and I was just sitting on this toilet and I was begging God to help me, because I thought all these people have come to hear me sing and I can't actually sing. But I went out there, and sometimes God, you know, asks you to step out in faith, asks you to do things that terrify you. But through that, I got up. And it was so terrible, to be honest with you. And then I got up and I sang, and I managed to get through it. And people said that me in that vulnerable state, actually, the Lord used it to minister to them. And I really needed to hold on to him then. So he got me through that.
And that was miracles like that give you quite a buzz, don't they? You don't pray for it to happen too often, but when it happens, it gives you a buzz. So let's hear your third track, Roger. What's it called?
It's called New Life. It was written by a friend of the Come Back to God campaign called Val Fairhead. And my dad actually used to sing this, and he actually recorded it a number of years ago now. And it's always the melody on a totally aesthetic level. It's a beautiful melody and piece. So, but the words, obviously, are very meaningful.
Jesus, his power still
So I'm continuing to interview Roger Patterson from Saltcoats, who's a Christian singer. So Roger, just on the subject of Christian music, what's your own sort of favourite Christian music?
I suppose actually I don't really have a favourite Christian artist or Christian music that I regularly listen to. I'm aware of, as I've said, Helen Shapira, some of Chris Bowater's music. I have listened to a certain amount of Steve Green and CC Winings, and I suppose I've listened to UCB Radio and Premier Radio, but I haven't really ever listened to Christian music at all.
But I'm talking to you not only as a singer, but as a director of music, or minister of music. Have you views about church music?
What I think is that you need, in church, you need a good mix, I think, of up-to-date music, you know, for the younger people to encourage them. But also you need that traditional music because there's the language within that is very powerful. I always find that hymns like How Great Thou Art, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, hymns like that, they uplift you in a way that some of these newer hymns, they don't seem to possess that same power and that same ability. They're very, is the word edifying, I suppose, some of
these. Isn't it funny that the words long ago seem to have power, as you're saying?
Yeah.
But the music today is very powerful music.
Yeah, yeah.
So why can't we get the best of all worlds and have powerful words today with the powerful music today?
Well, I don't know. I think with the, I suppose, if I say we can't have both worlds, in church I think you get opposition from the older people that aren't inclined to like this younger, more contemporary, beaty, louder music. But the younger people aren't really, they don't really like that older traditional music. I don't know for writers of music why they sometimes, it doesn't seem they can, you know, connect this more powerful language, but maybe they're trying to reach younger people that don't use that kind of language, aren't really into that kind of thing, or find it a little bit, I don't know, tutorial, or is that the word? I'm not sure.
And in your own CD here, and your own music, how do you go about it then? You try and be modern in your style of music, and you try and get words that have the profundity of old classics.
I mean, vocally, I try to be contemporary. I like to listen to, say, classical singers, but I don't like that sound myself when I'm singing. So I try to have more of a poppy sound, I think. But my sister's actually quite encouraging. She writes an awful lot of her own songs. And as I said, Eternity was hers. And she's much more... she listens much more to this contemporary kind of style. And
we're talking here about Emily Patterson, who was up at the studio a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And so together sometimes, through listening to what she's done and things, that kind of gives me ideas. But generally, I don't write any of my own music. You know, the Pearl was given to me by my friend. Well, not given to me, but suggested that I should sing that by my friend David. We'll get on to the next song, but the next two songs, again, I haven't written. They were suggested to me by a couple of my friends to record. So,
right, can we hear the penultimate one then? He'll Be There.
Yeah.
What's the background to this?
Well, to me, I think you can interpret it in many ways, but to me, I think it's more directed for the Christian, for a person who's struggling in their relationship with God or with their life. And I think it's just reaffirming to them that God is there. He's always there. You know, I think some people believe that when you come to know God, that that's it. It should all be easy now. There should be no more problems. But that's wrong. The thing is that when you come to know God, that's just the beginning. You know, that's your beginning of your new life. So
sometimes you fly so high that your feet don't touch the ground, and you feel like you'll never come down. Most days it's just the same. There's laughter mixed with pain. Keep telling yourself it'll be all right. Thank you. yes, he'll be there, taking away your fear, just like he said he would. Some days I like to dream, when things are not the way they seem, about a better time that's not that far away. Sometimes I like to cry, though I don't have a reason why, except the love he's put inside of me. And he's there, holding my hand in the darkness. He's there, taking away my fear, just like he said he would. But I can't promise you an easy ride. I only know that he'll never let you.
So, Roger, what do you think the future holds for you next?
I'm not sure. I know that I have to continue working at this time for the Come Back to God campaign, and every day I'm asking God to continue to show me his will for my life. He never exactly tells me what I should do, but he always makes sure that I know what I shouldn't do, what he doesn't want me to do. If I open doors, apply for different things, but yet they're closed to me, I accept the Lord's will in that and move on. And
but if God's will was that you be a Christian singer, that would be fitting with your desire too.
I think, yeah, I mean, I would love to make a career, to make a living from being a singer. You know, it doesn't at all appeal to me, publicity, you know, or being famous, being in papers or magazines or anything like that. But if I could earn an honest living as a singer, somebody, you know, working towards to please people that would listen to me, I would love to do that. Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid time's run out on us, Roger, so thank you very much for coming to the studio tonight. We appreciate you sharing your music and your thoughts, and we do wish you all God's richest blessings
thank
in the future.
You. Thank you.
One of the greatest pleasures for 3TFM is to introduce the wider world to the local talent of Saltcoats. So to finish with, this is Roger's last piece of music, Spirit Wings.
They sing a quiet song, and like them I could sing for only you. But Lord, your love released me to sing a different song, and soar above the captive life I knew. Spirit wings, you lift me over. And like a bird, my heart is flying free. I'm soaring on the song your spirit brings. Oh Lord of all, you let me see a vision of your majesty. You lift me up. You carry me on your spirit wings. Now when my life confines me, I just look to you, and soon my heart is soaring high above. Troubles look much smaller from your point of view. Lifted up on spirit wings of love. soaring on the song your spirit brings, O Lord of all. You let me see a vision of your majesty. You lift me up, you carry me on your spirit. I'm soaring on the song, your spirit.